We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We do this topic, I think, every year around Halloween. It's a classic, which somebody long ago came up with. It's the Mount Rushmore. No, we're not doing a Mount Rushmore. It's Halloween, as you know, Rieger, and the question is, what is the scariest thing in Detroit sports right now? Now, for years, it was like some sort of a contract or some sort of a curse or some sort of a situation that we are in as sports fans. What to you, and this could be whatever your favorite team is, what is the scariest thing in sports? Now, by scary, you don't literally mean it keeps you up at night, or maybe it does keep you up
sure.
at night, but it's what gives you the greatest level of unrest, which makes you the most nervous. What is the scariest thing in Detroit sports? In your mind right now, go.
Well, can I do two or
you
do I have
do,
to limit?
You can do seven.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take up too much of your time.
You can steal thunder left and right.
Oh, I like stealing thunder.
I know you do.
I would say the number one scariest thing in Detroit sports is the Lions defense, especially when I thought it was going to be good, a difference maker. Jamie, if I were to tell you at the beginning of the year that it's the Lions defense that blows, but the offense is actually propping them up, nobody would believe me. So that's number one, scary. And then number two, after watching the World Series, after knowing that the Nationals were the same record as the Tigers on like June 1st or whatever it was, Detroit Tigers baseball is so scary. They're going to lose a lot of games again. And so watching, scary. It's scarier than Halloween.
Let me try to reassure you about the first one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first one to me is a little bit like monsters under your bed. Okay. When you're younger, they're scary. I get that. But then after a while, you say it's not that bad. It's like a giant cut on your leg. It's going to get better. The cut will get better. You may fear infection. You may fear oozing pus and things like that. But the cut's going to get better. The Lions defense is not that bad. Of all the things in Detroit sports for you to be scared of, I would say the Lions defense should not be at the top of your list. Now, I'm not saying it's good, which we thought it was going to be. I refuse to believe it's that bad.
How dare you, number one, my fear and tell me it's not that bad?
Because I'm trying
it's
to
not
reassure
what you.
You.
Do. No, you're telling me I'm worrying. My worrying is not justified.
If your young daughter, Olive, came into your bedroom late at night and said, Daddy, I'm scared because of this, would you say, you know what? You're probably right to be scared about that.
Well,
or would you try to reassure her?
Well, I believe in honesty. What's she scared of?
Is that right?
Yes. What are you scared of? Monsters under your bed?
I'm afraid somebody could break into my house and kidnap me. You say to her,
well, you know,
it's a legitimate fear.
That's a thing.
I mean, you don't know.
That happens. And, you know, just
could happen. I don't know.
Sorry. I can't solve everything
now
for
head
you.
Now back into your room. Okay.
Leave me
alone. I'm trying to sleep.
Jamie, I feel that you, first of all, not disagreeing about the Tigers, so you agree that's a legitimate fear.
Oh, that's my number one fear.
Okay,
my number one fear is that none of these guys are going to come through. Your friend of mine, Dan Leach, posted on Facebook, which he has done once or twice in the last year, something about all the ex-Tigers who have World Series rings in the last 3 years. And the list is pretty dramatic. And somebody, one of his friends, posted under it, and how about all those prospects we got for him? That's what scares me. What scares me is that all the players Al Avila acquired for the likes of Verlander and JD, I know Max was a free agent, so you can't get anything for him, don't amount to a hill of beans. That's my fear. I hope I'm wrong. I think that some of the pitchers are going to come through, but again, those were draft picks. I'm talking about the guys, you know, the Jake Rogers, right? The Daz Camerons, that none of them come through. And that we traded away generationally great players who have made huge impacts on the teams. I mean, Verlander helped them win a World Series. JD Martinez helped the Diamondbacks get to the playoffs that year. And that we're going to have nothing to show for it. That's my biggest fear.
It's a good fear.
It's a very good fear. It keeps me up at night.
Okay, and we want to know people's number one Detroit sports fear on a Halloween. But before we do that, 248-539-9797, you accuse me of having a phobia, a fear, and it's not that bad. So let me just do this for you, okay? The Detroit Lions defense. number
oh, I know.
31st in yards per game, 420.4 yards. That's supposed to be even scarier. I asked it for scary sound effects. I didn't do it for you.
It's Stoney screaming.
Just play Stoney's scary drop. We haven't played that yet. It's Halloween. We should be playing that a lot in the last hour. Go ahead.
Let me continue.
No,
right, how about
know.
This? How about rushing defense? The Detroit Lions rush defense is currently number 20. See, it's not working for me.
That actually is much more effective than that scream. Yeah, I know the numbers. I would say to you, the optimistic point of view would be say that it's always darkest before the dawn. But the
pride comes before the fall.
No, that's another scary situation. The Michigan State football situation.
That's very scary.
I just look at the talent on there. Let me rephrase. I look at the players on that defense, and I just don't believe they're that bad. I really don't believe they're the 31st.
This blows my mind. This blows my mind. Of all the scary things, that to me is number one.
Okay.
I can't believe, Jamie, you're a very bright guy. Like, I tell people I know you, and they're like, smart guy, right? I'm like, absolutely.
That's not
smart
what
guy.
Say.
Went to Northwestern.
Yeah.
Big head, too.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this is the hill you're dying on.
I'm not going to die on it.
It's an awful defense.
I just don't think, of the scary things in Detroit sports, that is not high on my list. Like, scary, you know what's the second scariest thing to me the thought that Drummond's going to opt out and Gorse is going to extend him. That's scary.
That's scary.
Me.
No,
that's
scary.
Very scary.
That's scary.
It's a lot scarier than the Lions defense.
Well, here, let me try again. Okay, Lions defense, and then add in a coach that was supposed to be great defensively that isn't going anywhere for the foreseeable future. Does it get scarier? That's scary, too. Does it get scarier now? Give it to me. I mean, at least Chucky's scary.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Do I? Of course, yes.
Okay, I don't. So I don't believe in what you just said, so it doesn't scare me quite as much.
I think mine...
This guy's crazy.
Mine has to be the Tigers.
Yeah,
the Tigers farm.
Yeah.
If it doesn't pan out. Are we living in, what would it be, 1999, 2000 again with Randy Smith? Are we in that? Is the same thing happening?
I think it was 97 or 98 when Baseball America named them Organization of the Year.
You are correct.
Meaning they had the best minor league system, best minor league prospects of anybody. And what did that get us?
All right. Or could we be living the 1970s Detroit sports scene all over again? We've just begun this in the last couple of years. We got a whole decade to go through.
Or could this be the Astros? You know?
I can't go there. No matter, best case scenario,
I don't agree with that. Because the Astros had multiple guys, positional player. I mean, Springer, Bregman, Altuve.
Well, Altuve was already up.
Yeah,
too.
But the Tigers don't have. I mean, who's our biggest hope for a positional player? Riley Green.
Riley Green, and he's 18 years old.
Yeah, he's years away.
You talk about 97. Like, I'm just going in my head, rethinking all the prospects, whether it be Eric Munson, Gabe Kapler, Gabe Alvarez, Juan Encarnacion, Raul Casanova.
Willis Roberts, Mike Drumright.
Oh, Matt Drews was another big one.
Yeah, Matt Anderson.
He could throw 100 miles an hour.
And he could throw an octopus.
Yeah, but he can't do both.
Yeah, no.
Because he hurt his shoulder.
Let's go to Rodney in Detroit on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, dude.
I love the picks that you guys have, but to me, the scariest thing in Detroit sports right now is that I think we're actually going to give Andre Drummond a max contract next year. And we're going to give this big, useless player who can't win us a championship a max contract because he's going to be just enough this year to earn.
That's it. I said that too, Rodney. I agree with you. I mean, when Drummond made noise during the summer about opting out, you know, that he was going into his free agent year, I didn't jump up and celebrate, but I said, good luck. Go ahead. Go see what the offer market has for you. And maybe there's a team out there that will give him that. And then it dawned on me that, no, he's going to opt out so he can opt back in for a better deal with the Pistons. That made me extremely nervous because, look, Tom Gorse loves him. He loves him.
See, the beauty of this topic, Jamie, is because there's so many things to choose from. But you're right. That's a definite fear. That's the boogeyman type stuff right there.
Do you know who is?
That's Ghost-faced.
Who's the ultimate scary movie good guy? Is it the
scary movie good guy?
Right, like is it the Donald Pleasance character from Halloween? Like the guy who, when Michael Myers was going on a killing spree, would make you feel safe. You know what?
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Like the elixir to the bad guy.
Yeah, like Nev Campbell in Scream.
Okay, but that's Steve Yzerman, because no one's mentioned anything about the Red Wings because everybody believes in Steve.
Nancy in Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Wasn't Nancy?
I'm sorry, in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I apologize. Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
All right.
So but you're saying Steve Yzerman can take on Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, Chucky, and all of them.
I hope he can, but I'm saying of all the scary things, no one has yet mentioned the Red Wings. Right? And I mean, their future is not that much brighter than
the
Tigers.
A lot of the prospects that Ken Holland drafted are still in the minors.
Yeah, exactly.
What if Steve Yzerman becomes Jim Harbaugh? Is that a fear?
That's a good fear.
Jim Harbaugh just won a big game, Tom. Don't be so negative.
The scariest thing in Detroit sports right now, Matt and Flint, I thought this weather would be the biggest damper today, but then I heard Rieger. Happy Halloween, guys. That's not scary.
I'll take that as a compliment.
No, it's actually
the everything
opposite.
In Detroit sports on the scariest, I'll take that. Yeah, I like that.
The scariest thing in Detroit sports is the Lions with a lead in the fourth quarter. Scary as hell. Thanks. That's from Malcolm in Detroit.
Jamie's going to try to talk you out of that. That's just in your mind.
No, I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form.
Tried to talk me out of how bad the Lions defense was.
My biggest fear is that that Stevie's going to pull a Ken Holland and sign Dan Clary to another deal. It could be a two-way deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Dan's in the organization, so he could just put skates on.
How old is Dan these days? Dan's in his 40s.
In his 40s. I saw him the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he still looks like he can play.
I'm sure he could. The Red Wings blue line. Nothing looks promising at the moment on the future of the blue line.
Yeah, how about the demotion, the healthy scratch of Chalowski and Joe Hicketts comes up?
Yeah.
Not good.
No.
No.
Let's go to Tim on a cell phone on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. My biggest fear, I would say, is losing Double A. I think because he's on his second year of his two-year contract, they're going to probably use him as a trade chip. I think he's a great player. He just doesn't get opportunities to play with, you know, top lines. He's always put on third and fourth line. Doesn't get enough minutes.
Oh, Tim, he's on the second line right now. I'm going to say you might be right, and I don't know if Yzerman likes him or not, and, you know, he kind of held out last year, too, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But he's playing well. The problem is he's like snake bit right now. He gets chances, a ton of chances, but, you know, just right now, the hockey term, biscuits not going in the basket. But
right, exactly.
He's had great chances. I bet you they hang on to him, Tim. They just need to move on from the thought that he can be a center.
You know, I think he played better last year as a center, though, than he did as a winger this year. He's more comfortable as a center, I feel.
I think he's just more dangerous scoring-wise as a winger.
My only fear about Double A is
that does make sense.
Is that he's turning into one of those guys like kind of an Austin Jackson type, where it's like we actually think he's going to turn into more than he actually is. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see how Yzerman deals with him because, you know, Steve Yzerman's his own guy. He has no loyalty whatsoever to any of the players who are here. It's not like he's got skin in their careers in terms of I drafted him, I developed
right.
him, I
Needs
traded
to be
for
right
him.
About him.
I need to be right about him. So, yeah, I think that's going to be an interesting thing to watch.
You know, you raise a good point because I've been thinking about this recently. Every sports fan does it, right? We always overvalue our own.
Yes.
So I wonder how many Red Wings we overvalue. How many Red Wings, like, do we overvalue Anthony Mantha? Andreas Anthony-Cyu? I don't think Larkin's overvalued. I think he's a pretty damn good hockey player.
And I think Mantha's legit. No.
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too. But I've been watching them, and they've looked better the last three games, but I wonder how many of these guys are good or how many of these guys do we think are good?
See, I felt like if Double A had a 30-goal season and was on track to again, that he would be dealt at the trade deadline.
Yeah, which I don't think is the worst thing in the world either.
That a contender would be willing to give up or maybe a 4-5 seed even that could add that 30-goal score on a second or third line, that they would maybe be willing to give a first-round pick for him. And to me, you would do that in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Derek in a car, ticket text. My fear is the irrelevancy of the Pistons not matching the compete level of defending champs in game number 5 of 82. I'll be honest, Derek. I watched baseball last night and I carved pumpkins. I didn't see any of the game, so I can't comment on the compete level of the Pistons in game 5 of 82. Irrelevancy and quality of play are two totally separate things. I mean, the Pistons can play hard for 3 weeks in a row. and they still don't remain a very relevant team in this town. There's two different things at play here. Also, they have to be allowed to play with Blake Griffin. I mean, you can't judge this team without Blake Griffin and Reggie Jackson.
I just think it's funny that it was Derek who texted that in, correct?
Derek in a car.
Derek, I wonder if Derek is going to remember where he was when the Pistons lost game 5 of 82 to the Toronto Raptors.
Well, what's funny is we remember where we were when when they won in Toronto last year when Casey got that big emotional win.
We do remember that.
But I don't think we'll remember where we were.
I've become numb and unemotional, apathetic towards the Pistons. It's been that way for a few years now. But I had it on last night just for a couple minutes. And Siakam, they said, going to break. It looks like they have another Kawhi Leonard here. And I'm like, I tuned in just for this little bit. And the Pistons can't find a guy like this ever.
No, and that's funny because I brought up Siakam's name came up a couple weeks ago when we were talking about kind of an upside for this team. And everyone's like, well, if Kennard, you know, really turns into that three-point threat. And if Andre, it's like, in my mind, in the NBA, at a certain point, you are who you are.
Yeah.
You know, there's not too many guys who then take the leap. Now, Siakam's a good example of a guy who has done that. He has gone from kind of he was still a first-round draft pick, but has turned into a real burgeoning star in this league. But I don't know if it's going to happen for old Luke.
It seems like Toronto, for some reason, has a way of developing players and getting the max out of them.
Well,
and there's certainly – who have the Pistons developed?
Casey was a big part of that, though. Siakam gives Casey a lot of credit, so we'll see if he can do it here.
Kennard's one of those guys, again, going back to the overvaluing.
Yes.
I kind of feel like we overvalue Luke Kennard a little bit.
Yes.
Although the first game of the season, he was really good off the bench. 30 points.
So was Drummond.
The number one scariest.
We had one game. Drummond. I remember when.
To be fair, Drummond did have 21 and 22 last night. I mean, that's not bad. The scariest thing in Detroit sports is the top button on Tom Gores' shirt. I don't know that exists. How can you be scared of something that's just not there?
And sometimes he wears T-shirts, too. So.
Yeah, but he wears those button T-shirts, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the Henley-esque T-shirts with a...
Do you wish that you have a beautiful head of hair? And I'm looking at this ticket text that's trashing my hair on the radio.com app that they're watching. Because apparently we're on TV right now.
Yeah, you can see right through the skull.
Like, I know. The lights do this. I got to shave it. I got to be like you. I'm just curious, though. Like, Tom Gores, if you could have one
Mike
head
Babcock.
Of hair. Babcock's a good one. Tom Gores is a good one, too, though.
I do Babcock's hair.
Remember your
fantastic.
Boy Bill Carmody?
Oh, he had solid hair.
He had beautiful head of hair.
But it went gray.
Still.
Mike Babcock, there's not a gray hair in there. Now, I don't know if that's 100% natural or not, but I mean, the hair is just fantastic.
That's fair.
Yeah. Now, Jeff, I can look at you right now. And you got your headphones on. Yeah. I can see your skull on the backside of your head.
I can see
here.
Your skull, too.
Yeah, I know, but I embrace it. Oh. People know it, and it's all good.
So I'm just going
to shave
it.
You're still trying to live a lie.
Listen, if Stoney's not back tomorrow, which I think he's going to be back, and I think all the listeners hope he's back, but if he's not back, I will shave it overnight. I'm done. You're right. I'm done with it.
No.
Shave it for Halloween.
Jamie's
hair. It's gorgeous. No offense. Heather, gorgeous. You guys have all gorgeous hair, and Tom and I on this side have no. You're right. I can embrace it.
I disagree. I think because Valenti made you shave your head a couple years ago.
That was my decision.
Valenti made you shave your head.
It's because I had one of these moments. Here, you want to see something scary?
No,
are you ready?
I didn't like it.
There you go.
I like it better.
Look at that.
It's better. I think
it's all gone.
Heather, your opinion?
Be
honest.
I would not shave
honesty.
It. I would not shave your entire head.
To buzz it. I'll look like Tom.
Well, then, no. I would not shave your head.
No. I wouldn't shave your head either.
No.
Because like me, I think your head is an odd shape, and it might not necessarily... Like, Tom has a perfectly shaped head. So bald...
Wow.
Well, you do. You have a nice...
Most bald guys
thing you've
look
ever
good,
said to you.
I think. Like, when I see a bald man, like, I think it looks good on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've only known you as a bald man. I've never seen you with hair.
Let me tell you something,
But I've
Heather.
Seen you with hair, and I don't know if I would like you without hair.
If I went bald, it would not look good. It would not look
You got
good.
A great head of hair.
Thank you. I appreciate
that.
But I have a weird head.
Do you have one of those apps that can show you what you'd look like without the...
I bet I could find one.
Can you create that by 10 o'clock?
Yes, I think I can.
Like, see, Roberto's back there. He really embraces the... The
true.
Lack of hair.
Roberto's got a well-shaped head
and
as well.
And he looks good, but I've only known him without hair.
Well, the best part when we did shave Rieger's head is that we started with the top, so he looked like Paul Feinbaum.
I did, yes.
He looked like George Costanza.
We were like the same person.
Bashan Harbaugh. Roberto. Valenti made him shave his head.
No, tell the truth.
But really, you are like the perfect candidate for like the grafting. You should get like the...
Yeah.
You know, the little micrographs.
Dr. B. Yeah. Dr. Berkowitz.
Give me a live read. I'll do anything. Hey, listen.
So he mentioned Paul Feinbaum. That's who you should go out as Halloween tonight. Go ahead and shave that part.
Oh, God.
Go out as Paul Feinbaum and then shave the rest of it after.
Wear a suit or we're like an Alabama jacket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.